What's going on, rock star people?
Arrow, how are you?
Oh, you know me, always starving for movies or anything I can binge watch.
Well, this week is a doozy. I feel like everything I'm talking about today is just filled with gore, violence, and bloodshed and murder.
Oh my God, especially Halloween Kills. Oh my God.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, oh my God, exactly. I feel like, I mean, I like these movies. I'm into them. I like horror. I'm not the biggest fan of the slasher type of horror movie, which this certainly is. But I feel like among slasher movies, I like these the best because I like the characters. I really care, you know, about the story. I mean, this one doesn't have as much story. It's like, so, you know, Halloween came out, you know, 43 years ago, instant classic. It changed the game for the holiday and for horror films. Yep. And for slasher movies, and Jamie Lee Curtis as a scream queen. And then she came back in 2018 and rebooted Halloween. And it was so big that this is now a sequel, and then they're going to make it into a full trilogy. So next year we're getting Halloween Ends.
This one
picks up, starts exactly where the last movie, like literally at the moment where the last movie ended, just continues on for another slice of that night. And I think the third movie will be a continuation of that night. So this trilogy that takes, like, really covers this one evening in Laurie Strode, that's the character that Jamie Lee Curtis plays, in her life and Michael Myers' life and her daughter and her granddaughter. And so it's fun. I mean, it's great. I also love that they brought back Kyle Richards, you know, the girl who plays Kathy Hilton's sister on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
She was apparently an actress as a young child, and she's back in this now too. She was in the original. So there's a lot of really fun things, but the violence, I mean, the kills, the slayings, like I was like, okay, hang on, Michael Myers. I get it, you're a serial masked monster serial killer, but if you're gonna kill somebody, can't you just kill them? Do you have to kill them like that? You know, it was so gross.
I had to rethink where I have my knives in the kitchen. I just want to make sure that they're not together anymore.
My God, yeah, exactly. Or what kind of light bulbs you're using in the house?
Oh my God, yeah. I sat there when that scene happens. I went, wow. I didn't know that you could do that.
Horrible. It's so mean. It is so mean.
Like, oh my God.
It's crazy.
Isn't it weird that the violence in these movies, it almost seems like a release for the rest of us in the way of going, oh, you know, because we're comparing our lives. And that's one thing that Julia Cameron always talked about. We go to these bad movies, we watch, we read bad magazines because we're consistently comparing our lives to other people.
Yes, I guess so. Well, you empathize, or get swept up into it. You identify with certain characters. So that's how you feel and relate to film. I mean, it's the same when you're reading a novel, I suppose. But I did recently get the opportunity to chat with Jamie Lee Curtis about this most recent film. Take a listen.
What is the key to staying true to the spirit of the classic, but also making it fresh for today's audience?
Well, that's not my job. You know, my job is to just be scared.
No, let it burn!
Michael Myers is a monster and he keeps going, but I feel like it's really Laurie that is the key to keeping it fresh and nostalgic.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's been obviously a privilege for me as an actor, as a woman, as a human, to have a job where those qualities that she shows on screen, strength, vulnerability, intelligence, are something that I get to put out into the universe through these movies.
Evil dies tonight.
I have so many friends who won't see horror movies. What do you say to people who don't like horror films?
Neither do I.
Really?
Oh, darling, no, no, no. You couldn't pay me to go to a horror film. I mean, you do, if you know.
But, so I mean, do you have nightmares? Do you have nightmares from working on
films? I don't have nightmares because I don't see them. You know why? For me, life is hard enough. I've raised two kids. Are you kidding? I don't need a horror film. I'm married. Don't need a horror film. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? There are so many people who love them. And this one is so brutal and so vicious and so thrilling and exciting, they are going to be so happy, and you may actually get people to go just because they hear how much people love it.
I'm coming for you, Michael.
She's just so nice. I love her. And I felt like, you know, it was 4 minutes that went by way too quickly. I could have talked to her forever.
I got to tell you, the chance that I had to talk with her, all we talked about was adopting dogs. I mean, we were supposed to be talking about other things, but she got hooked on talk. And because on my Zoom, it's a picture of my dog. And mm-hmm. and so she sat there, and that's all we talked about was adopting dogs. And she does the same exact thing. And it's like, oh my God, I'm talking with Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, the scare queen of all time. And we're talking about loving dogs.
She's an amazing person.
Yeah.
She seems to be very genuine. She seems to really care. She's so multi-talented. I love how her career spans so many genres. I mean, she goes from writing children's books to starring in the Halloween franchise. I mean, it's just that she can do anything. So she's amazing. So see Halloween Kills. I mean, it's on Peacock, but get out to the theater if you want to, if you can. It's great.
I think the only downfall of that whole movie, and it's a personal thing, but I wish they would have changed the name of Karen, because Karen is a new reference in our modern way of walking and things like that. Because every time I heard Karen, I went, "Oh, she's being a Karen. What's going on?"
You're too woke for your own good, Arrow.
So what's going on with The Last Duel? Because I did not realize, because I'm a huge Renaissance Festival person. I mean, you're into The Wizard of Oz. I'm into the Renaissance.
I love Ren Fair. I try to go every year. And I'm glad that you said that, because The Last Duel is totally like Ren Fair at wintertime.
Yes.
It takes place in 1380. Jeez. It's based on a true story that happened in France around that time. And it's written by and co-starring Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Wow.
For the first time reuniting since 25 years ago, when they co-wrote and won the Oscar for Good Will Hunting. So there's some cinematic magic to that moment. It also co-stars Adam Driver and Jodie Comer. And I had a few problems with this movie. It's a confusing story to begin with. So it's way too long. It's 2 hours and 38 minutes something.
Too much.
Way too long. Slow and quiet in parts, but also then loud and violent and bloody and murderous in others. There we go. Here's our theme for the weekend. And it's confusing because it's told from three different characters' perspectives. So you get the whole film in about 40, 45 minutes from Matt Damon's side of the story, Matt Damon's character. Then you start right back at the beginning, go through the whole thing from Adam Driver's character, and then you get it for a third time from Jodie Comer's character. And by you're just kind of like, over it. You're kind of like, couldn't you have just told it like a normal movie one time, you know, letting everybody get their moment or that kind of thing, and showing what's real and what isn't, as opposed to us kind of all. It wasn't that fun. And then it has a great ending. There's a very suspenseful, intense, violent. I mean, it's called The Last Duel. So when you get to The Last Duel at the end of the movie, it's intense and worth it and fantastic. It's, again, like Halloween Kills, it's brutal. You know, it's a jousting match to the finish, basically. And what the movie's about sexual assault. Matt Damon's wife accuses Adam Driver's character of sexual assault, and the way that in that time the justice was decided, how they would decide who was innocent and who was proven guilty, was they would have them duel, and whoever lost the duel was guilty, and whoever won the duel was innocent.
God.
Yeah, so it had nothing to do with reality. So there's a really high stakes, and you care by that time. But honestly, it was confusing. It was long. Also, really, really embarrassing. Ben Affleck kind of made me cringe a few times. He was not acting well. He was self-aware. His performance was inauthentic and fake at times. I was like, seriously? Ben,
you're
better than this. Like, do better. So that was one thing. The other thing is, it takes place in France in the year 1380, and everyone has a British accent, which is, I guess, the way it goes these days, except for Adam Driver, Matt Damon, and Ben Affleck, who speak with their American accents. Wow. It was that's inexcusable. And in the time that we work in, the culture of cinema today that is so international, and also with dialect coaches that are available, you watch the trailer for Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart, who's getting Oscar buzz for playing Princess Diana. Mm. And she literally, if you close your eyes, it sounds like Princess Diana.
No.
Like, don't tell me that Ben and Adam and Matt could not have worked with a dialect coach to either sound French, which they should have, or British, you know, so whatever.
Well, especially Adam, because I have really, really, really grown to respect him as an actor. So yeah, I'm kind of shocked about this.
Yeah, he's good. He's okay. Although he's a little bit like, I feel like because they just left him with his Adam Driver hair, it's like you're just watching Adam Driver the whole time, and he plays with his hair sometimes. And I was like, and then Matt Damon has a mullet, and then Ben Affleck has a platinum blonde pixie cut that looks like Madonna during her girly show tour. God. So I was like all the hair choices were bad. There's a lot wrong with this movie. I'm not saying see it. I'm saying wait to stream it.
Oh, my God. Hey, speaking of streaming, what's going on with you? I guess this is season 3. Is it a binge watch?
Yes. Well, yeah, it's great. I mean, I loved the first seasons. Couldn't wait for season 3. They sent them to me early. I'm finished with it already. It comes out today on Netflix, but I've already binged all 10 episodes. The first 5 kind of jumped the shark. It's kind of a different show. The tone is the same. The characters are the same. His obsession and narration and is the same. But because they've got a kid now, and we knew that starting the last season, it changes things. And the first 5 episodes, I was like, I don't even know if I want to continue. But I did continue, and episodes 6 to 10 are right back on track. And it goes back to the show that you know and love. So it was worth it, and I loved it. It's a great season. So there you go on Netflix. I mean, Penn Badgley and Victoria Pedretti. Tati Gabrielle, who was on Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. She played one of the Wicked Sisters on that show. She's so great. She's on this season. There are some other surprise casting cameos that pop up here and there throughout the season that make it really fun. And I love you. If you liked seasons 1 and 2, you'll love season 3 just as much.
What is the show about? Because it sounds so familiar. And without jumping up and to go watch Netflix, I binge watch so many things, but I don't finish the seasons because there's so many choices.
It's the first time I've consumed a story where the bad guys are the antagonists and the good guys are the protagonists.
Oh, wow.
And you care. You're on the sides of the bad guys and you want them to succeed. You want them to kill who they're going to kill. And the innocent person who's getting killed, like you want that. Like it's so weird. The writing is so well done that you care about and empathize and understand and give passes to the leads in this series who are serial killers. It's interesting. So I really think that's unique about the show and brilliant. And then there's a great love story, but then it's also got that bloody murderous edge. So like The Last Duel and Halloween Kills, we got a bloody gory theme going on this weekend.
Oh my God. I just picked up on clickbait. I'm way, way, way behind the rest of the world, but I mean, I'm digging it. Why are so many people so critical of it?
I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
It's interesting. It's unique. I mean, and then there's another one. I wish I knew the name of it. That's just like Squid Game. And it's like, oh God, please don't tell me we're going to go in that route when it comes to, you know, new fads and stuff like that.
Everyone's going to rip everyone else off now.
Yeah. I think that might be the demise of this binge watching, is that everybody's going to be stealing from each other because it's all about getting those hits and those streams and things like that from Netflix.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there's another new show that started last week, actually, but I'm getting into, and I've been watching ahead through the service where I'm able to as a critic and reviewer, watch ahead so that I can review, and I'll let you know that I'm watching this series on Apple TV Plus called Acapulco. It's really funny. It's really great.
Really?
It's delightful. Yeah, it's a little bit of a break from everything else. It's just fun and light, and it takes place in Acapulco, obviously, in like, I feel like it's the 1980s, and it's about a guy reminiscing to his nephew about how he became a billionaire and talks about his first job working at this resort, this like all-inclusive in Acapulco, and the clients that come there and the entertainers who work there and the staff and the owners, and it's so over the top and funny. It's so candy colored. It's so bright. And
this.
Yeah, it's bilingual. So it's partly in Spanish with subtitles and then in English. And it's great. I'm enjoying it. It's like I'll watch at least 2 episodes every night just to kind of like cleanse my palate, feel good. It's a feel good show. It's a feel good show. That's what it is.
I need that after watching something that's so bloody like Halloween.
Yes. So true. So true.
So Jamie Lee Curtis interview is up on RyanJReviews.com. What else is going on, bud?
Yeah, you can see it there, and that's about it. Just looking forward to more.
I love it. Dude, you be brilliant this weekend, okay?
Oh, thanks so much, Errol. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Bye, guy.
You too.